We like that. Thank you, Coach Tisdale. Welcome. Episode 3 of Stan and the Coach. I'm Stan Gooden with the coach, Greg Ennis. Greg, I know it's been a long week for you. Forward to this all week, but hey, we got a great show tonight. We're gonna go a little in the other direction, I guess you could say. We're gonna talk about McKenzie High School, Georgiana High School. We're even gonna get Kirk Norris, the head basketball coach at Georgiana, very successful up there, also the athletic director.
He's from Mop.
He is from Mop. I remember Kirk when he was wearing dice and running around and playing basketball out in the yard. He's always played some kind of ball. I think he does a tremendous job up in Georgiana.
Oh, he does. He does.
And also, we've had requests for spring sports. So we're going to talk a little bit about spring sports tonight, Coach.
Like spring sports.
I like spring. And then we're going to talk about concession stands.
I love concession stands.
We all love concession stands. I've eaten, taken my family out to eat at concession stands before. And Stevie this week went to Walmart. So we're going to give you an update on Stevie here tonight. Excited to be back. Episode 3. What can we say? We are overwhelmed that episode 2 outdid episode 1. It's going to be pretty hard to top what we did last week.
Coach. Well, it's fine.
You know, fine. But hey, we're happy. Whatever we get.
We're just glad some of y'all out there enjoyed it.
Yeah, enjoyed as much as we do. If you are tuning in and for the first time, it's a little bit different tonight behind us. Okay, we have some folks felt sorry for us, Coach.
They
said they was tired of looking at our shower curtain that we had hanging up and boom, pow, whatever it was. And John Thomas, athletic trainer down at Encore here in Andalusia at Andalusia Health, is going to let us borrow a little backdrop for tonight. It's because he felt like we need a little something to look more professional. So
I don't think it's going
to
help much.
It won't help much. We might need to pull out the boom, pow, boom before it's all over with tonight. But we're here. As you can see, we said we're going to talk about spring sports. I've got a 1986 Bobcat baseball jacket. If you can see right there, it says Op High right there.
Who was the baseball coach then?
Johnny Grimes.
Legendary.
I love Coach Grimes.
I do too.
Man, I would have run through a chain link fence with Coach Grimes out there.
You probably did a couple of times.
Probably did too.
This is
vintage.
It's very 80s.
Yeah, it's very 80s. It's what I call very high yellow satin gold.
Is it a members only?
It's credentials. It's credentials. Well, I'm more excited. I was able to get it on. So getting there, you know, I'm going to get back and wear my 80s clothes. I do have some members only.
Well, I'm scared when buttons.
Yeah, now that one of
the camera,
one of the snaps at the bottom, it may get loose and, you know, who knows? But hey, we got our bobbleheads back tonight.
We do.
We had a lot of requests. Want to know where those guys went? We got the Trojan, the depressed coach, and just sticking his head over is Chris Littleton from Ashford High School, right there. That's him. He's trying to get a little action right there. But Coach Littleton, we love you. We're glad we could get you on the show tonight in some form or fashion. Football, springs, training around the corner. You know, we had a lot of folks. I know you had it, and I had this week. A lot of folks asking, and there's this guy over in Kinston. When are we going to talk about Kinston? When are we going to talk about Kinston?
I'd love to get their new coach on. pretty soon.
Well, you know, that's why I tried to let him know that we have not forgotten about Kinston. We have not forgotten about Coffee County. But it takes a little time with these coaches' schedules, and especially when you have a coach's change. We're working on it. We're working on
Has Kinston announced their new coach yet?
They have.
So everybody knows it.
Everybody knows. Go ahead. If they don't know, go ahead.
It's Rudy Free.
Rudy Free, which we've known for what?
Long time.
A long time before they announced it.
And Rudy's a great coach.
He is.
3-3 stack, man.
3-3 stack,
Defense.
Shut your mouth and lift the weight.
Matter of fact, that was Rudy right there in the weight room. You know, he's a big weight room guy. And,
he makes defense exciting.
He does. He's exciting. He's emotional at times on the sideline. Literally. And what I mean by that, he sometimes may turn into a statue because he's not a man of many words, but he can get you going. And I remember when I was at Florella,
shut
and he was
your mouth and lift the weight.
We hear you, Coach Free. Over at Ayrton, and I don't think he got a fair shake over there with the Purple Cats, but. That's just my opinion.
I've actually coached Rudy at Geneva, and Rudy came in and had a lot of knowledge about the 3-3 stack, and he's got a good offensive mind. But he'll bring some excitement to defense over there. He coached at Elba for a little while with Coach Riles when they were winning a few state championships in Elba, and Rudy would do a great job. Those kids are going to be excited. I'm looking forward to see which road Kent takes because with somebody like Rudy coming in, they can either take the high road and get a whole lot better, which is what I hope they do.
Can you hear better now?
I can. All right, good turn south. But I don't think Rudy is going to allow that to happen.
No, Kent did an excellent job of a hire there, and I think Rudy has four sons, I think a couple of them are about to be able to at least play the junior high, maybe some ninth and tenth graders. I'm not sure. I remember back then he had one or two around when he was at Ayrton.
Well, when he was at Geneva, he had twins that were there.
Well, I think that
both of them redheads, and I'm gonna tell you something. That red hair on those two twins is a warning
because firecrackers.
They are a mess now.
Well, hey, just everyone over in Coffee County, especially in the Kinston area, be patient with us. We are going to give you your time, and also new coach over in New Brockton, which we don't know a whole lot about. Well, I don't know a whole lot about. An assistant over at Enterprise is Zach Holmes. So, first time head coach in this area. I think he may have been a head coach up around Summerton Christian. If I did my homework right, I didn't because I didn't do any homework. But
I told Stevie to get the information for us.
Well, he left it in a buggy at Walmart. What we want to do is try to get both those guys on the show and be just them, give them a platform and maybe right before spring training, we'll get those dates. And I think New Brockton's already scheduled to play Elba in a spring game.
Let's just jump on in there.
So, in there, Coach Holm. I hope it's at your place. You might make a little money, but that's a tough spring game to have, but they'll be fine. So Coffee County, be patient. We're coming your way. We're covering a lot of different schools and, just be patient with us. Get into what we're going to talk about tonight.
McKenzie.
McKenzie.
McKenzie's got a lot
Butler
of tradition.
Butler County. A lot of tradition.
Coach Dewar. Coach Dewar was a great coach. As a matter of fact, he was the head coach.
Is that the coach that had an eye patch?
He did. But he was the head coach when McKenzie won the state championship. with the legend Bear Schuford at running back.
Bear Schuford.
He did.
He probably played running back, middle linebacker.
He played it up.
That kicked extra
points. He was good. And Mickey Jones was the kicker. And Mickey's on the board now in Butler County.
Okay. And
as a matter of fact, Miles Brown, the principal, was also on that team.
He was a head coach at McKenzie.
He was also the head coach at McKenzie. But now Miles played a key role in that state championship victory.
Power Prep Sports.
Coach Dewar was a great coach. As a matter of fact, he was the head coach.
Is that the coach that had an eye patch?
He did. But he was the head coach when McKenzie won the state championship with the legend Bear Schuford at running back.
Bear Schuford.
He did.
He probably played running back, middle linebacker.
He played it up.
That kicked extra
points. He was good. And Mickey Jones was the kicker. And Mickey's on the board now in Butler County.
Okay. And
as a matter of fact, Boss Brown, the principal, was also on that team.
He was a head coach at McKenzie.
He was also the head coach at McKenzie. But now Miles played a key role in that state championship victory.
What did Miles do?
Well, I'm going to tell you. There was a timeout right before a critical extra point, and he brought some water to Mickey Jones so he could calm down and kick the ball. Yeah, that's true. And you know, Miles went on and coached football at McKenzie. He was a head football coach. Some of the folks in McKenzie said that he took a state championship team to the second round.
he did successful.
He did. He had some great teams up there.
And, you know, I think he's doing an excellent job as the principal.
He is. I tell you what, he's that community, like all towns, you know, that school is the center of attention, and they couldn't have a better person up there.
Don't get him started.
Yeah. They couldn't have a person up there to bring the community together. Well, and he does a great job of that.
You know, one thing, I've been in McKenzie school a couple of times, and I was astonished. And it's an old school, but it is one of the cleanest schools you could ever walk in.
Yeah, absolutely. They take pride.
They take pride in that. And, you know, they had a tough year last year.
They did. And I'll tell you, though.
Stevie's over there eating cheeseburger. Stevie, get them rosters for McKenzie.
I can tell you this. I know there was two, I think there was two of them, Quindario Lee.
And Stevie, it'd be better if you handed it to Stevie, but right there, he laid it right there.
But Quindario Lee played wide receiver. Played basketball. I think he still he's playing baseball also. But Quindario's actually had a few schools looking at him. I think Troy's talked to him.
6'4", 200 pounds.
Yes, every bit of it. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he had a trip to Western Michigan.
That's just over the hill and through the valley from McKenzie.
That ain't too far from Butler County. He might have had to get shots to leave Butler County. I don't know, but Quindario he's a great player, and he's a game changer. Trey Lynn Kent was an offensive lineman.
Trey Lynn.
Kent was an offensive lineman, and both of those young men, really good players. It's a shame that they had the season they had. One reason they did, if you look on that roster. They were playing. I'm not talking about on the team. They were playing 7th, 8th graders in some positions.
Varsity football.
Varsity football.
Well, you know as well as I do that each one you have to play equals a what?
A loss. And every eighth grader you play in 1A, you can pretty much count that as a loss.
And it doesn't matter if Quindario Lee's over there. He can't do it by himself.
No.
Well, who's the head coach up there in McKenzie? You know who
that is? Tony Norris is the head coach, and he does a great job up there with those kids. He's from Greenville. He played at Greenville. And so he's pretty much home right there when he's in McKenzie. And you know, anytime you can get a coach in that's from the area, I think it helps to some extent, especially when you're going through some hard times.
Well, it looks like from looking at that roster that those eighth graders are just going to be ninth graders, if that's how that goes. That's how it goes. And they play in a difficult region, 1A region 2.
It's tough.
So what could be positive advice you could tell Coach Norris and the kids up at McKenzie?
Get in the weight room and work hard, because it's going to get better. You know, all these schools
run
in
South and lift the weight.
Absolutely. All these small schools run in cycles. And McKenzie's just going through a bad cycle. I was talking to somebody from Georgiana this week and was talking about the rivalry between McKenzie and Georgiana and what a great rivalry that is. And I'm not going to say who it was in Georgiana because I don't want any McKenzie folks throwing rocks at him. But he told me, he said, well, it's hard to make it a rival when the other team don't ever win.
That'd be rubbing a little salt in the wound.
Yeah. But, McKenzie's they're going to make the turn. Some of those younger kids are really good athletes. And it's just tough when you got to play those young kids in that situation.
And it's, looking at their non-region schedule, I assume they would be back in action with these folks. And this is, they did go 1-9. Their lone win was against J.F. Shields midseason. I think it was a 41-40 nail-biter victory for the Tigers. But they had Verbena to open the season, and they had Beulah to close the season.
And I won't, Beulah's not from this area, but Beulah traditionally has not been that good. Right. But last year,
they were a little bit better.
They made the turn, and I think they actually made the playoffs, a little run in it, made a little noise in the playoffs. And if McKenzie will hold on, they'll be able to do the same thing. When they get these younger kids up there in the 11th and 12th grade, they'll be able to make a little run and be a little more competitive. And that's what it's all about.
Well, the navy blue, gold, and white had some great years. Had a down year last year. All we can tell them is go back to work and keep your head held high and be positive.
Well,
and think positive.
Coach Coughlin, Matt Coughlin, is the defensive coordinator there, and Matt has been he's been an assistant coach at Hillcrest. And he was also an assistant coach at Greenville when I think it was Coach Vincent that was up there, and they made some runs in the playoffs, and they ran into Saw up there with Briarwood and got put out. But Coach Coughlin is a great coach. He's got one of the best football minds I've ever been around.
A matter of fact, Amanda Coughlin's watching right now.
Why, Amanda?
It's funny how you mentioned that. Boom. We got a new viewer.
Well, Amanda and Matt are some great people, and they've got two beautiful little girls that are they're special.
I'll tell you, every person I've ever come in contact with from McKenzie has always been super nice, and that says a lot about that community there. And we know they pack that little stadium.
Oh, they do.
Uh,
As a matter of fact, when we get to talking about concession stands,
we're going to go back to
them. We're going to come back to them.
Right. All right. Well, listen, Coach Norris and the Young Tigers, you know, good luck this spring. Good luck this summer. Good luck this fall. And we hope to get up in Butler County and maybe see some of them Tigers.
I'd like to get up there for the spring game.
We might have to do that. Coach Norris, anybody in McKinney, if you know what those dates are, let us know. Let us know what's going on, and we will be in Butler County. Next school, which is just right up the road, we talked about this before we went on the air tonight. How do you pronounce it?
There's a lot of different ways to pronounce
it. I couldn't spell it. I said Georgiana, like a Yana.
There's Georgiana. There's Jojana.
Jojana.
And there's George Anna.
George Anna. What do you say?
I say George Anna.
Okay. I think I'm close to that. But
you know, the head coach up there, Ezell Powell, I actually coached him when I was at George Anna with Shane West. And we went to the semifinals and lost that year. Coach Ezell was a sophomore on the team. Coach,
he's a pretty good player.
I'm going to tell you a quick little story. Coach Powell was a sophomore on the team.
Stevie.
And he ended up signing with Auburn. And he started at nose guard for Auburn as a freshman on defense. But when he was with us as a sophomore at Georgiana, he didn't start on defense. He wasn't fast enough to play on our defense.
Really?
Absolutely. He ended up playing some defense, but he didn't start for us.
Well, Coach Powell up there, also in Region 2, 1A Region 2, went 10-2, went to the second round of the playoffs, and played Maplesville in the second round.
You know, some of these people might have heard of Maplesville.
What's that, Highway 82?
Listen, when you get over there around those pine trees, you come to play.
You know, so, which they, you know, in the past few years, Georgiana has been second round, or I think, didn't they go a little further a year before?
They did. They made it to the third round.
So, Coach Powell's had a lot of success. Now, he might have a difficult time next year because they had 11 seniors on this past year's team.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about Coach Powell. Coach Powell has a knack. You know, in these smaller schools, getting participation is key. Even when you're low in numbers, you need to have as many of them as you can. And those kids at Georgiana respect Coach Powell, and they want to play for him. And I don't blame him. Coach Powell's a head coach. He does a great job. Georgiana's got a lot of tradition there also. And he's probably the best fit for the school, for all the schools, Greenville, Georgiana, McKenzie. He's probably the best fit for a coach for Georgiana. And he does a great job. He also had a son that was not too bad a couple of years ago. As a matter of fact, he's playing on it at South Alabama now.
What position does he play?
He played offensive and defensive line for Georgiana. I'm not sure what he plays at South, but I told Coach Ezell that that his son was a whole lot better points when he was in high school. He didn't like that a whole lot, but it was the truth. His son was a player.
All right, Georgiana, another one of those places right there. Take a lot of pride in the place on Friday nights.
It's the only show in town.
Only show in town. Been real successful. I expect them to be on the same par as what they've been doing. And I know they want to get a little bit further than where they've been, but they're always going to be a force to be reckoned with on Friday nights.
Well, Coach Powell does a great job of taking the athletes he has and fitting the offense and the defense around them. Instead of trying to make the players conform to their to what he believes in, he takes what the players can do and conforms his offense and his defense around that. One thing Georgiana has got, and I always had, is speed. And he does a great job of getting speed in space on offense, and does a great job of using that speed on defense to disrupt the offenses.
Well, hey, we're going to look at a few comments right here, get a few folks' name out there. Coach Tisdale over at Slocum is watching tonight. He's asking, I guess he missed the intro there. He asked me if this was my bubble jacket. it could double as that, Coach. Also, he said Coach Tisdale misses the old boom, pow, boom backdrop. We might have to let that go.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Let's see who else got. Tyler Wilson. You know Tyler Wilson.
I do know Tyler.
He said, well, he's looking. His eyes must be messed up right now.
Yeah, that was good. Good view.
Yeah, he must be watching on his phone.
Yeah.
You know. So, hey, thank you for watching. Hey, back to Georgiana. Wrap them up real quick. We're going to get
Coach Norris. Kurt Norris.
Coach Kurt Norris, the basketball coach. Let's see if we can coach. He knows to kind of tell y'all how what kind of operation we're running right here. We got one line open. But all we can do is dial out. Bag phone. So,
you know, Coach Norris is also the AD at Georgiana.
He does. He is got many hats up there. And let's see if we can get him. I hope he's ready for this. How's N-O-R-R-I-S, right? Okay.
Yes, sir. Don't get him started.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if we can get Coach.
It's ringing.
At least that sounds good.
It does.
If it says deposit 50 cents, we're in trouble.
I got a quarter.
Coach Norris.
Yes.
Hey, this is Stan. We're Stan and the coach. We're here with Coach Ennis and myself. How are you doing tonight?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
Good, Coach. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us tonight. I'm going to hand it over here to Coach Ennis. He's got a long list of questions here. The inquiring minds want to know about what's going on up in Georgiana.
Okay.
Kurt, how you doing tonight?
Doing good, Coach. How about yourself?
I'm just here. But, Kurt, I know this time of the year is busy, and I know you have a lot of hats that you wear at Georgiana as a head basketball coach.
That was pretty successful.
Yeah, y'all had a pretty good year. Coach, can you tell us a little bit about the basketball season this year?
Well, we made our boys team made our fourth trip to Birmingham in a row on the fifth since I've been there. It's 12 years I've been at Georgiana, and this was our fourth straight trip to Birmingham. Had a heck of a season. As you probably know, I lost probably one of the best players that come through the town of Georgiana last year. It was a senior, and he had, you know, some big shoes to fill, and I think several kids had to fill that role, you know, not one but several, and had another really good year. I was kids, they did a phenomenal job, and I don't think a lot of people expected us to get back with the tough road we had. We had, you know, going through our region, when we got to the regionals, we had Lynette in the second round, who was defending two-time state champion in 2A last 2 years, and they dropped the 1A, and then we had Cornerstone in the region championship game, who was in Birmingham last year in 1A, so those were two huge wins. We got Birmingham faced Cater Herod, who was had a 6'8 kid that was really good and went into overtime, and they had a kid hit a shot at the buzzer, the biggest, so kind of tough to lose anyway, but
now, Coach, man, that's the Decatur Heritage, that's a private school.
It is a private school. This is the fourth year we've lost to a private school in Birmingham. Last year we lost to Sacred Heart, who wound up winning it. Well, the last 4 years, the team that beat us won it all, so to be that close is pretty tough, knowing that you almost had it.
So, Coach, it wouldn't be a fair question to ask you about what you think about private school playing public school ball, would it?
Hey, this is the Tire King at Dalton Tire and Auto listening to Stan and the Coach.
I'll give my two cents that I have given everybody else about the situation. I know a lot of people have an opinion about the matter, but in my honest opinion, I feel like there could be a separate playoff. If they're going to be in our association, once they get to the playoffs, they should have their own state champion. Now, how you do that, you know, maybe you take your 1, 2, and 3A schools, put them in a division, 4 and 5 in a division, and 6 and 7 in a division. That's kind of how I think would be the best scenario, but I'm the one that makes those decisions. So,
Kurt,
you know, let them play public schools in the regular season if they want to. You know, we got all, you know, play. You know, we don't have a whole lot down here. I think Houston Academy is probably the nearest to us, other than the Mobile schools and the Montgomery schools. So, but I you know, Florida kind of went to that battle like several years ago, and that's what they do. So they have a state champion in each class, but they have a private school champion too in that class. So that's kind of how I look at it. So,
I've talked to several coaches about this throughout the years. I had one, I'm just throwing it out there, and I want you to think about this and tell me what you think about this. I had another coach tell me that they thought that all private schools ought to be divided up into 7A and 6A.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter what the classification they are, but it take the top enrollment private, or the schools in private school with the highest enrollment, and divide them in half. They go into 7A, and the rest of them go into 6A, because when you start getting down to 1A and 2A and even 3A, they say they've got an advantage there just by the sheer ability of taking kids from out of district.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, that could possibly be something at work too, but I know their answer to all this was the multiplier. I guess y'all know about that they put in, I guess, 2 years ago. So you got like Sacred Heart, who put us out 3 years in a row, is 2A now. And I know.
Isn't that they multiply Paul, like 2.5 kids by 7.5?
Something. Well, it's a point system. Like, if you win and do well in your sport, you bump up a classification. You get so many points. Like if you go to the – in basketball, it'd be regional finals or the final four. It's every win in the playoffs is points per year. So if you get so many points in 2 years, you bump up a class. So I don't know if y'all know that there's St. Paul's, a bunch of schools that, you know, they went from what, like 4 to 6 or something, maybe they jumped up 2 or something. So they got a lawsuit against the – High School Athletic Association right now, just for that.
Sending about 20 kids to the college scholarships and all kinds of sports every year too.
All right, so yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know if there's a perfect answer, but I know it's been pretty hard to think about what could have been if it didn't have private schools. I mean, at least the last 3 we probably could have won. And 4 years ago, I think we had a good chance. Keith had a pretty good team that year too, who lost to Sacred in the semifinal game, and would have been a good matchup with us. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you this real quick. You know, y'all have been very successful in basketball. Y'all have been very successful in football. And in girls basketball. And I've always said that the key to having a successful program you have to have, you know, there's several pieces of the puzzle that's got to come together. One of them being the administration, and you being an AD, you know, that's an administrative role. Tell some of these people, because I don't think some of these people really understand what all you have to do as an AD. There's more to it than I'm the AD. Tell us a little bit about what all you have to do.
I'll tell you this. It's always good to, before I get on what all I have to do, it's always good to have a staff or coaches that can take care of their sport. I will say that as far as them with things that they need to deal with for their sport. So I've been pretty lucky to have some coaches that they can handle their share of issues if they have them. But I would, you know, hiring coaches, finding coaches, especially the small school like we are in a small community, there's not a lot of business, there's not a lot of jobs. Finding people to come in is always kind of been a difficult thing. But, you know, it's turnover to small school too. So we, you know, a lot of summer spent looking for people to fill certain roles. Dealing with eligibility, that's the big one at the end of the year. Every year, trying to figure out who might have to go to summer school, who has to take classes, their grade point average, all that stuff. Paperwork.
They make you fill out a lot of forms, too, don't they, Coach?
Keeping up with, you know, my job is I have to, part of, you know, it's always busy year-round with this because there's sports never stop for high school, you know. I mean, it's one sport to the next, and dealing with, you know, all the forms that the state requires is, you know, concussion forms, insurance forms, physicals. There's a ton of stuff to keep up with there for every kid. And, you know, well, they have it now. You have to put everything in the computer system and keep track of that. And your coaches have to be certified. So, you know, that's part of it. I tell you, scheduling, you know, our coaches handle their own scheduling, but, you know, making sure it doesn't overlap. And we have a lot of kids, like right now, we have track and baseball and softball going on at one time. We have kids that play or compete in both of those sports. And, you know, working with the other coaches to try to make sure, you know, their kids get enough time in each sport.
I don't see how you have time to coach basketball.
Yeah, I mean, just doing that paperwork, and I was like, that's enough.
Well, I tell you, and the thing is some people ask me sometimes how I do it, but, you know, I do the girls as well. I know, Coach Ennis, you knew that.
Yeah.
I do my junior high programs too, so –
do you ever get to go home?
It's a lot of grinding. Do what now?
Do you ever get to go home?
Yeah. I might get home for a couple hours a night, you know, see my kids for a little bit before they go to bed. So it's tough. I'm telling you, but I tell you that one advantage of you younger kids in your junior high program, I think I can say that's been a lot of the success we've had in basketball is, you know, be getting those kids in seventh grade and teaching them then. And, you know, they know my system. They know everything we're doing. You know, by the time they get to high school, I have to teach so much, you know, reteach, or it's just kind of a refresher for them, you know, a lot of stuff advantage. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, you got safety plans and emergency action plans you have to have in place for your venues. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into to being an athletic director. And
travel plans.
Do what now?
Travel plan. You got to just make – you got to have a plan for a plan.
That's right.
Hey, Coach, before we let you go, tell us what spring sports y'all have going on right now up in Georgiana.
We got baseball and softball, and then we have boys and girls track. And we started track last year.
Okay.
They hadn't had a track team since the 80s. So I actually had a kid that won the state championship in the long jump last year. So that was.
Are they back? Is that kid, you know, back?
He is back. He was our quarterback in football this year. Was like Fever Star Player of the Week, I think, once or twice.
What's his name, Coach?
Christopher Mixon.
Mr. Mixon.
And then he was a starter for me in basketball, too, was our second leading scorer in basketball. Played power forward at about 5'10", so very, very good athlete. Not the biggest kid, but played a lot bigger than he was. But those are, I'm going to say, four counting boys and girls track. We got four different sports going on right now. So, busy time of the year, very busy. I get out of basketball, and, man, it never stops. One thing after another.
Well, Kurt, listen, we really appreciate you taking up your time and coming on. I know you want to get home and spend time with your family, and what we do. We appreciate you taking this time. Any information that you can get about your sports, if you can send it to us, we'll be glad to post it up on our page so that people can get that information about games and scores and anything like that. And I guess I'm just adding more busy schedule, but
if you got a good parent that can get that to us, man, we want to promote Georgiana. So
okay, sounds. Where do I need to send that?
You
to?
You send that on Facebook to the Power Prep Sports Network. You can message right. that or send that, or you can send it by email to powerpreps@gmail.com.
Sounds good, man. I will get y'all some information and get posted on there. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, Coach, listen, thanks for taking some of your time out tonight. We hope to be up that way and get you on again and get some I know you really want to talk football, right?
Sure. I coached it for 10 years, so and I played it, so
that's
I don't
right.
mind talking
former
football
Bobcat,
too.
Hey, if,
that's right.
Are you watching this episode right now?
I'm not watching it.
Well, you need to
I'm
go back. You're going to see I'm wearing a 1986 Johnny Grimes special. You remember Coach Grimes, don't you?
Hey, right there.
Yes, hey, right there. Right there. He got that. Hey, right there.
He was a defense coordinator when I was coming up until he retired there when I was in the 10th grade. He retired from coaching.
Right.
Yeah, I played for Coach Grimes.
Yeah. Well, this is one of his jackets he picked out. So if you get a chance, go back and watch it. But listen, Coach, thank you for your time and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on.
I'll tell you what, that AD role, with all that they have to do, I don't think most people understand when he was talking about enrollment and certificate or getting them eligible and eligibility. They have to put each one of those kids' names in individually and check off all the forms they've turned in, and then get the grades in.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
besides just coaching. I mean, you got to oversee all the sports at your school, and you know we're not exaggerating. I'm sure parents, if you're out there listening, if your child brings them forms home, there's a lot they got to keep up with because it's a big task. But hey, that's the life of an AD. Hey, let's move into spring sports. I know someone's been in your ear all week about mentioning something.
A little bit about about spring sports.
Go ahead.
But I will say this. I've got to go. I've got a son that just loves baseball. And we've gone to a few baseball games. We've gone to see the Bobcats play. And Coach Cassidy over with the Bobcats, he's doing a great job. Coach Dent at Andalusia, the defending state champions in 4A, you know, they lost a sort of a key player there in Ethan Wilson. Ethan was okay baseball player.
I think Anton got the player of the week down there at South, but every week since it started.
Well, you know, his first at bat at South Alabama, he hit a home run.
Was it his first at bat?
I believe it was his first at bat.
If not, it was his first game. He had been pretty hot
up
at the plate.
He was a great player. But now I'm going to tell you, Andalusia's got Got some really good players over there right now. Coach Dent does a great job with those kids. If you get a chance to go watch, those kids play with class, they play with character, and that's a representation of the coach. That's going to filter down. But those kids do. They play hard. You've got the Morgan kids playing. You got the Jones kid playing, and then you got Hogan Nichols behind the plate. He's already signed with Delta State. So they've got some really good baseball players over there. But the reason they do is because Coach didn't work so hard.
They got a lot of pride in that baseball program.
They do. And you go over there.
They serious about not too. Back in 86 when they bought these jackets.
They don't look too serious. But I don't think Coach Cassidy would have ordered those. But Coach Cassidy has been over there at Ott for a long time. And, they put out some outstanding teams every year. You're going down in classification. You go over there to Brantley. I don't care what classification you are. You go to Brantley, you better go over there and get ready to play. Those kids can play. Moving on towards Wiregrass, the Wiregrass has traditionally been just a powder keg of baseball. And going back to the Hartford days, Geneva County over there winning state championships. Geneva has always had, Geneva's won state championships in baseball. So when you head over to the Wiregrass,
there's one little school over there in Dale County who's won a little bit of state championship. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
G.W. Long.
G.W. Long has always had a good baseball program. So when you get over there in that Wiregrass and in the central part of the state where we're at, there is some great baseball, and I would tell everyone, go out, watch one of those games, go watch your school. Those kids need your support. They work hard, and it's just a fun family atmosphere at high school baseball games that everybody can enjoy.
Well, it's not just baseball. I had an opportunity to see some softball this week over Sampson and Geneva County is playing each other, big area game. Coach Womble's football coach, over there is doing an excellent job also coaching the girls' softball team. And they're real young. Of course, both those teams real young, but had much success over in the softball program over there in Sampson. But he is 5-0, I believe, and the girls are playing with a lot of confidence.
It's amazing to me. Well, it's not amazing. It's good that I can remember when girls softball in South Alabama
slow pitch
was probably it was not a very exciting game,
right?
And you go to a softball game now, and it's like watching tennis on a ping pong table. Those girls get after it.
Hey, this is Kyle, the Tire King at Dalton Tire and Auto, home of the hard job. Go Andalusia Bulldogs!
And they're just fun to watch. You roll on in there to tennis. Andalusia's tennis team several years ago was winning state championships.
Right.
And the tennis program at Andalusia's picked up. The county's just built, or they're building this new track facility out there. So a lot of the schools, football's always been the focus of most of the schools. But you can tell where schools' focus is by the money they're spending. And you look out there, and Covey County is building that track facility out there for the county schools. That is, I mean, state of the art.
Well, Coach Tisdale's giving us a run for our money on these pitches over here. Stevie would get them up to us quicker. Going back, and he talked to me about this morning, going back up a little bit. Kurt Norris, just talked to a few years back, was athletic director of the year for the state, in the state of Alabama.
Well, you know, that'd been good information to have. Stevie.
I told Stevie that before we went on, and Stevie. But hey, we're learning. Also, Coach Tisdale says something about a Brandy Miller. I think that might be their softball coach over there. She played at the University of Alabama.
Well, so now, she knows what she's doing. The University of Alabama has won a couple of softball games.
Yes, they have. They've been pretty good.
Yeah, they've won a couple of softball games.
But, you know, a lot of stuff going on. Baseball, softball, of course. Soccer season's going on.
Does anybody besides Andalusia play soccer?
Probably some of the private schools and larger schools. Maybe Enterprise, Carroll, Northview,
and Andalusia. Okay.
They might have to go down in Mobile to play a little bit.
I just don't see Strawn having a whole lot of soccer players.
No, they don't have a soccer player at Strawn.
I didn't think so.
But, you know, and going back, you know, when we talk about private school, we're not against private schools.
We're not?
Well, I mean, we're
not. We're not.
We're to promote them. You know, we just like to get it going, and because a lot of folks have their own opinions about it, and you
kind of like to just needle them a little bit.
Needle them, so they agitate them.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know, that's what it's fun to do.
It's pretty easy to do.
But hey, get out and enjoy a game, track, golf. What else? What am I missing? Get a golf, and track and field. What else is going on in the spring?
Baseball, softball, track, soccer,
mumbly peg, pickup sticks. Coach Tisdale wants to know if. Oh, excuse me, Coach. It's Ashley Holcomb. Well, you're gonna have to get your story straight, Coach. They want to know is Coach Womble's batting average higher than the girls he coaches? Hey, he goes and plays softball on the weekends. He's a real serious softball player.
You know, Mike Williams used to coach at Andalusia. He's a big softball player. Mike coached at Andalusia, coached at Southern Miss.
Matt coached at Sampson.
He still, matter of fact, I talked to Mike the other day, and he was telling me he was leaving to go to Tallahassee, Florida, to play in a softball tournament. Now, Mike is, what, 60 years old?
90.
He's close to it. But Mike went down to play in a softball tournament down there. He loves it.
Well, hey, whatever the spring sport, whatever's happening, get out, support your community, your school. There's always something going on. And then, you know, always a good time to be had.
Oh, anytime you can get out and support the school.
Hey, the weather's changing. I know my nose is starting to run and my eyes are watering. And, you know, it's going to be warming up. We'll have to wear the jackets, especially this jacket as much getting out, but go out and support your school. All right, we're getting in our last. We got about 10 minutes left right here. We're going to talk about concession stands.
I love concession stands.
I do, too, as you can tell by sliding in this scuba jacket. Coach, where has been some, you know, if we wanted to say, hey, you need to take your family out to eat tonight, Where would you take
them? I'm going to tell you the first thing my wife said.
And it doesn't have to just be football.
No. Okay. I'm going to tell you the first thing my wife said. She said that the chili cheese fries at McKenzie were the best she has ever had. And now my wife is cheese fries.
She's a
connoisseur.
She's a connoisseur.
Yes.
Can you spell connoisseur?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, and you're not just saying that because we talked about it.
No, I'm saying that because my wife made a point to say, you better tell them the chili cheese fries are the best.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this, over during basketball season in Texas, Chuck McKnight makes a mean chili dog.
I've had one of Chuck's chili dogs, and it is excellent. But now I'm going to tell you this. The best dog was Strawn's sausage dogs.
Now, they grill them up there?
They grill them. You can smell them.
Is it? I hope you can smell them.
You can, all the way across the field.
What kind of sausage do you think is it? Konecka?
I'm not. Okay. I don't know.
You know, we'd love to have some Konecka sausage if y'all, you know, anybody got any hookups out there.
When I say I'm a Snowden. Stevie. I'm a Snowden sausage guy.
Snowden guy? That's not bad either.
I like Snowden sausage.
Of course, you look at me, I hadn't really turned away any sausage.
Me either. But I've gone to some strange places to watch ball games. And one time we were in Cook County and I went to the concession stand and on the board written with I think a Sharpie on the poster board.
Right.
Said fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich.
And I thought,
now hold on back. This is at a football game.
Yes, this is at Bullet Camp.
Friday night. In Bullet
Friday Camp. Night lights. Hey, halftime, go to the concession stand because I wanted to get it quick so I could get back to see.
Right. Let me ask this. When it was a fish sandwich, tell us about the fish sandwich.
When I ordered the fish sandwich, I thought, you know, that'd be interesting. I'm thinking I'm going to give me a fish sandwich. She put a piece of colonial bread down on a napkin and reached into the tin and pulled out a brim. A whole brim. Not a filet. Not a filet. A brim.
Was it looking at you?
No, and it did not have the head. And laid it down on that piece of light bread and then took another piece and laid it on top of it and handed it to me. And that was my fish sandwich at Bullion.
Well, how did it taste?
It was okay.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of great, you know, concession stands, and a lot of folks, they take pride in that too, you know. Andalusia, the marching band, the band runs all the concessions here in Andalusia, and they have a pretty mean funnel cake.
Absolutely.
I've seen lines wrapped around the stadium.
Well, I can tell you this. When we game in Andalusia, I have to get at least three.
But those aren't for you, though, are
they? No, they're not for me. They're not for me.
Well, hey, you know, on Coach Tisdale, because he seems to be going with us, that he said that Wesley Register runs their concession over in Slocum. And he says to think theirs is the best around. He's even said that people go to eat there before they go to prom. When they have prom, that they'll see the concession stand. I think he's pulling my leg.
I think he's lying.
Yeah, he's lying.
I hate to call him a liar.
I think he's
so good.
I think he's pulling
my leg. I do too. But now I will say this. T.R. Miller has sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fries.
And they sprinkle them with powdered sugar. So not only are they pretty good, they are really messy.
Well, hey, if you think you got the best concessions, let us know what sets you apart from everybody else. What would make us? And hey, we may have to have a little contest.
I don't know. Mary Downey's pickle juice popsicles.
That's getting a little out of the area right there. Yeah, you might be giving some folks some ideas. But, hey, we've had a great show tonight. You know, McKenzie, Georgiana, Kirk Norris, we gave our 2 cents.
Kirk, we really appreciate it, too.
You know, but last but not least, this past week, had a great show last week. Good one tonight. We had Stevie. We sent Stevie to Walmart. And,
He We need to start taking applications to take Stevie's job. I'm about tired of Steve.
I knew we were in trouble when he said, did you want me to go to Walmart's? There's a difference. You know, Walmart and Walmart's.
Well, he
the Walmart's.
I'm afraid that Stevie is coming close to maybe trying to find a new position.
Well, we sent him over there to get some pens and some copying paper.
Tell him the whole story.
An S card and something else. And he come back with toilet paper and some 3-in-1 oil. I don't know what happened with Stevie. If he lost the list or what, but Stevie, you better watch out.
If any of y'all think you might want to do an internship on this show, please let us know.
That's high tech.
Please let us know, because I'm afraid it's starting to get a little overwhelming for Steve.
Well, it is, because I just don't know what you can do with toilet paper and 3-in-1 oil.
But, if any of y'all think that you might pursue a career in electronics or anything like that, we would just send it in to...
We might can figure out Stevie. Something for you to do. Stevie has messed up our microphone, so get your applications in. Please.
Please.
Please. Hey, great show again.
Right.
Stevie. Stevie, get that right.
Stevie.
Come on, Stevie.
Stevie's playing around with our audio.
Please get your resumes in.
Yeah.
We would love to look at some of them and maybe get over here and help Stevie some.
Yeah, run this camera here and get our, at least keep us straight. Hey. We got an hour in tonight, Coach. That's what we're shooting for.
That's right.
We're right at an hour, so we did a lot better on our time. Check us out on Facebook, Power Prep Sports Network, Stan and the Coach. Also, if you want your stuff out there, that's why it's called the network. Get it sent in or, like us on Facebook, and we'll get your information out there promoting high school athletic positive way.
Your school.
Yeah, your school. And hey, I think one neat thing that, we saw this week, some folks saying, I like to be able to see what they're doing over in Dale. And these are folks here in Andalusia.
Yeah.
It's sharing. Also, the on Instagram, Power Prep Sports on Instagram, Twitter. You tweet, Coach?
I ain't got a Flitter account.
I ain't got you a Flitter account.
No.
But, we're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Also, you can go back and listen to us podcasts, which is audio only. You won't get to see these mug shots right here, but I think I like it better that way.
We might ought to just go straight to that.
But you can listen to us. We have a lot of platforms on that. We've been very... blessed to be able to be picked up by Anchor, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, and just recently Spotify, which is a big deal. I didn't know if you knew that, Coach.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know, you don't have any idea. Also, you can go back and see all of our videos that we put up during the week. You can check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Power Prep Sports Network. Hey, great show again tonight, Coach.
I love doing this.
Hey, well, Coffee County, we're coming your way. Trust us. We're getting it. We'll let you know when the next show is. It might be on a different night next week, or it may be at the same time. But
springtime is busy.
Springtime.
We do it as best we can.
When we got kids going in 8 different directions.
We're doing the best we can.
Hey, thank you. continue to support us. We'll try something out there that you can enjoy and promoting your school and your sports. Thank you.
Hey, this is Kyle at Dalton Tire and Auto, home of the hard job, listening to Staying in the Coach at Power Prep Sports Network.
Thank you for listening to Stand in the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network.